Hello, everybody. You're listening to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby, and I'm staying outside of a place I have no idea where I'm at in Washington, D.C. with...
Jeremy Styles from Pearl and the Beard.
Okay, and I told Jeremy, we need to talk, because your band doesn't suck.
And I said, sure, thanks.
That's right. Jeremy's in a band. It's with two females, and one of your female musicians is a cellist. Is that correct?
Yes.
And you're a guitarist.
Correct.
And the other one plays drums, but she plays like two toms. Is that correct?
Yeah, one floor tom and a snare and a glockenspiel as well.
And I have yet to see a band until tonight that had that lineup that didn't completely suck. So good job. How did you guys meet?
We met in different open mics in New York.
Are you from New York?
We're actually from all different parts of the country.
What about you?
I'm from California, dude.
Where in California?
I grew up in Riverside, which is like 70 miles east of L.A.
Why New York? Because you have to go to Brooklyn if you have a beard? You do have the... You're the beard in the band, I'm assuming, because you're with two ladies.
I'm actually the and.
You're the and in the band? Oh, you're clever, Jeremy.
Why New York? Because, I don't know, it's like a big-ass city, and I wanted to sell my car, and you can play music anywhere, really, but it's like, why not New York? And I did not want to be in L.A. anymore.
How old are you? You don't have to answer that, but you could lie, but how old are you?
28.
Yeah, you could pass for, like, 18 or 48.
Awesome.
No, that is awesome. How long have you guys been together?
Almost 3 years. I want to say, like, almost 2 months or something, you know, just so you could be like...
No, oh, yeah, you're so good. No.
This is our first show.
No, it's obvious, because we're in a space that's not a venue. We're in like, a house weird space, and you very rarely see, like, really put-together bands in spaces like this. They're always a much more fun time to do. You can tell I've been drinking, Jeremy. Jeremy. Why play with them? You could play alone. You're a very good guitarist. You're a very good singer. They're very talented, too. Open mics, that's never really worked out for anybody.
No, it hasn't.
What open mics did you meet at?
The first one was at Pete's Candy Store in Brooklyn. And the next one, that's where I met Jocelyn, who was doing drums.
Okay.
And then we started playing for a couple months, and then we met Emily at Sidewalk Cafe in Manhattan. She was doing her solo stuff. I was a solo artist before, but it was kind of like, and not really enjoying just playing by myself.
Why is that?
It's not really fun to go to shows by yourself.
Oh, no, I play solo shows. They're the worst. I hate them.
I hate going on the way there. There's no one to talk to. There's no one to pump yourself up.
Yeah.
And then also when you write a song, you know exactly where it's coming from, so there's no, like, real magic to it. There's that magic at first, I find.
When you're playing solo.
When you're playing solo.
Why is that?
I think it's just because you know exactly every note, where every note came from.
You never improvise when you're playing live?
Sometimes, maybe vocally, but mostly you know exactly where it came from, the lyrics and everything like that, but when I'm working with other people, you're like, oh, where the hell did that come from?
Yeah.
That's awesome. So now it becomes a song that's not mine. And it's something that I get to enjoy listening to while I'm...
How do you guys write a song? Because there's three people that obviously know how to play, which is, once again, very rare. What's the songwriting process like?
We got a couple different ways, or a few different ways. One, we can each individually come with a full song, complete song.
Okay.
And then we add our bells and whistles individually, or we'll have one part of another song, another part of a song, and we'll Frankenstein the shit out of that.
Okay.
And then sometimes we'll just, like, fool around and start completely from scratch.
Yeah.
And go from there.
Like I said before, I walked into this thinking you'd suck.
Awesome.
It's true.
As you do.
Which is norm. If you've seen hundreds of shows, you're expecting the absolute worst. Very good. I'm saying that because I'm drunk now, and I'm trying to think of the next question. See, this is my interview style, Jeremy. Why Brooklyn? You could go anywhere. You tour consistently, from what I've heard. Why stay in Brooklyn?
Brooklyn's just the bee's knees, you know?
Is it really? How much is your rent?
My rent's actually $650.
How many people do you live with?
Just one other dude.
Do you have a girlfriend or a boyfriend?
Can I keep that ambiguous?
Yeah, of course.
Yes.
You do?
No, well, I'm just keeping it ambiguous.
Okay, fine.
For anybody who wants to, you know.
Of course. You're a touring musician. How often do you tour?
We're doing it more and more. We actually just bought a van. See that soccer mom van over there?
You have a soccer mom van? That's the best!
That soccer mom van.
That's amazing. And this is the first stop on your tour, this current tour. How long is the tour?
Tour is about 18 days.
Why? Why tour? What's the point? I'm serious. What's the point? Do you enjoy this?
Well, it's kind of like, I do enjoy it. It's kind of like if you have like a sweet cutting knife and you're like, oh my God, I want to start selling this knife. It's great. But I got to get some people out in the Midwest. I got to get these people this knife.
How do you feel about knives in the Midwest? A lot of serial killers come from the Midwest. Is that because of all the knives in the Midwest?
It's because of people like us who want to bring out those knives and tour with them. I don't know. It's like mostly like consistently what we've heard is people really enjoy our album, but you have to see the live show. You got to see them live. Live, live, live. So we, that's what we're, I mean, we love touring, and that's one of the reasons why I started playing music, is I wanted to travel around the world, travel around the U.S. I just wanted to see a lot of Korn, you know, and that's what I get. My dream's coming true.
Did you ever see the documentary King of Korn?
I didn't.
It will make you very depressed, Jeremy. Are you a vegan or a vegetarian?
Nope.
But you live in Brooklyn. How does that work out? Where do you eat?
I eat wherever I want because I can eat anything I want.
That's true. Do you have a day job?
Yeah, it's a day/night job. I get people drunk at a bar.
Oh, you're a bartender. Which bar?
It's a restaurant now. It's called the General Green.
Do you like that?
It was really cool at first, and now I'm...
Really?
Now I'm pretty over it.
Why was it cool? Why was it cool at first?
Because you're like the guy who's like starting the party, you know? You get people drunk. Everybody comes to that bar, and they're happy to see you. Nobody's like, oh, I'm fucking this guy. I'm
really?
Like, he's going to get me drunk.
Yeah. What do your parents think of this? Or parent? I don't know.
Parent?
What do your parent think of this?
She's always told me... JJ, well, that's what she calls me. I don't care if you're a trash man, just as long as you're happy when you wake up and you're excited to do your job. I don't know, I'm giving
that's
her that
so
accent,
nice.
But she's from the South.
Your mother's from the South.
Yep.
And that's so nice. She supports you.
So she supports me, and literally financially supports me sometimes, because I'm a musician.
Oh, God. Now I don't like you, because your parents, your parent financially supports you.
I mean, you know, she'll bail me out every once in a while. Shut up. Never mind. I work hard, and I'm starving, and it sucks.
You are starving. You're a very thin man. You're moderate, actually.
I'm moderate.
You're a good-looking dude. Good luck.
Dude.
Good job. When you play a show, are you dating anyone in the band? You gotta tell me that. That's a weird question to ask. Don't ask that.
Okay.
Don't answer that. It's weird. Do people assume you're dating someone in the band?
People do assume. People assume a lot of different things, and I like to just let them.
That's good. Good. What's the goal? What's the ultimate goal for your band? I was telling... Okay, I used to work for the Pitchfork Music Fest and do all this other shit. And you guys are ready. You're a band that's on, I don't know if on the cusp is the right term, but with the right amount of time, you're going to make it. When I say make it, I mean like college radio make it. Like, let's be honest, you're not going to play arenas. You shouldn't be playing arenas. But you could totally be playing like really good mid-sized theaters, like 3,000-seat theaters, full time. You're that good. What's the goal, though? Do you have a goal?
Yeah. It's kind of vague. I'd like to, and I think the girls would all like to, just be doing this full-time, not having normal jobs, making enough that we can support ourselves, not worry about, not freak out about the beginning of the month.
Yeah.
But also, yeah, be able to save up for stuff and take trips with our loved ones.
How do you record?
The first time we recorded, it was just us and the internal mic of a MacBook.
Really?
Yeah. For our EP, then the second time was a friend of ours works at a real studio, and he was like, we just went in there at night and during the weekends.
So for free?
For free,
so you stole hardworking people's time.
We stole hardworking
good
people's
job.
Time.
Good job. Good job. You seem very motivated. And also, for a band from Brooklyn, very happy. What's going on with that?
We're just happy folks.
I don't get that. I don't know if I trust you yet. See, I'm from Chicago. No one's happy. We're all
it's
drunk.
Too windy to smile, that's why.
Yeah, I get it. Windy City. Oh, yeah, real good pun.
Brooklyn Beards, is that what it is?
That's
is
exactly
that all
what
you
it
know
is.
About Brooklyn?
Yeah, pretty much.
Huh?
Overpriced rent, beards, and yeah, that's it. And bars never close there. It's a magical
bars
land.
Bars never close.
Hey, you've been to D.C. a good time. Why can't I ever find whiskey? What the fuck's going on with that? Answer me that.
Like whiskey? Didn't you see they were passing around Bushmills all around this?
That was just a dude that brought that in. They don't have... In New York, here's what's better about New York than D.C. You can buy whiskey anywhere. It's like free.
True.
It's awesome.
You walk in any place, even like a daycare.
Daycares are the best for whiskey. They got good. Because they got training wheels on the whiskey. They're like, listen, we don't want to give you the fucking four-label shit. That's not even a thing. Four-star shit.
Four-star.
Four-label thing. Listen,
brown
man,
star. Blue star.
You're making me... The more you talk about me, the more I question if I actually like you or I'm drunk. Okay? I don't know where this is going, Jeremy.
You have a great radio voice.
Isn't it awful? I hate it.
That's great.
I want to slit my throat every morning, Jeremy.
That's a half-truth.
Yeah, no, it's a hopeful truth. This is the first of 18 days?
First of 18 days,
what's
yeah.
the next stops?
Tomorrow's Thomas, West Virginia.
Really?
Purple Fiddle, yeah.
Have you played there before?
No.
Okay, keep going, keep going.
Never played there, then there's...
Wait, are you going just Midwest and back, or are you going all the way east, or all the way west?
We're going down, no, we're not all the way west. We're going down south as far as North Carolina. We're going to go through Tennessee. We'll go up through Ohio.
Well, you made a face during Ohio.
No, I didn't.
No, wait. I think Ohio is a great state because you can hit three major markets in one state.
We do.
That's
we
amazing. Like, think about Chicago. There's Chicago and Chicago, maybe Springfield, maybe Urbana. That's it. No, Ohio is actually the tits for a band touring.
I think I'm rolling my eyes because last time we went, we drove through Columbus three times without stopping through it, which is ridiculous.
And Columbus is it. There's a good venue in Columbus, though. There's lots.
Yeah, but we're going to Chicago. We'll be in.
You'll be in the dark room. Hello, Arunis.
Hello,
who hopefully
Arunis.
Listens. He follows me on Twitter, you know. Are you guys on Twitter?
We are on Twitter.
Are you Pearl and the Beard on Twitter?
It's P and the B.
Fuck!
I think Pearl and the Beard was too long.
Tonight I tweeted at Pearl and the Beard. These guys fucking rule, and then a photo of you guys. So whoever has that now has that on their feed. But.
Whoever's following
P and the beard.
P and the B.
P and the B.
Yeah.
You like five letters or less. That's very smart. Except you're a band, and the Pearl and the Beard isn't too long. You need a social media guy, Pearl and the Beard. I'll tell you that. Let's plug some stuff. You have two albums for sale, an LP and an EP. Right. What are they called?
The LP is called God Bless Your Weary Soul, Amanda Richardson, and the EP.
Who's Amanda Richardson?
It's a long story.
Let's talk real quick. 30 seconds. Go.
Amanda Richardson was my wonderful, wonderful roommate who has quite the story to tell.
This Amanda.
And upon hearing this story, Jocelyn had said that exact phrase.
God bless your weary soul, Amanda Richardson. That's good!
Yeah.
What's the LP called?
The LP... you mean the EP?
Yeah, I'm sorry. That's the LP.
That's the LP. The EP is called Black Vessel.
Black Vessel.
What we did was we remixed or redid one of our songs called Vessel from that first album.
Okay.
And then individually recorded three songs, kind of like Speaker Box Love Below, but with slightly less cussing.
See, that's my problem with the Speaker Box Love Below. Not enough cussing! By the way, which one is your favorite? The Speaker Box or the Love Below?
Oh, I don't know. They're both so different. But I think I wound up gravitating more towards Love Below.
Really? That disappoints me. All the indie rock fuckers love the Love Below. No, Speaker Box, consistently front to back, way better. And here's the thing. The best songs on Speaker Box are the ones that Andre produced. What the fuck? Does that make
sense?
They
should just keep working together.
They do. And here's the thing about Big Boy. Due to the label dispute, there's no Andre on the new Big Boy album.
Oh, really?
Which is insane. Yeah.
I really like the songs that I've heard from Big Boy have been awesome.
Yeah, that's the thing. Big Boy is totally underrated. You have the best.
Yes.
You have the best canvas tote bags I've ever seen.
Oh, thanks.
Your logo is very simple. It's glasses. Three sets of eyeglasses.
That's right. I just filmed a commercial for our merchandise, which we'll be putting up soon. Yeah.
And what's the website?
Pearlandthebeard.com.
Pearlandthebeard.com. Thank you so much for doing this, Jeremy.
I'm gonna shake
We're
going to
shake hands
over
audio. Honestly, I thought they were going to suck dick. They did not.
We were fucking awesome.
They
without
were
a condom.
They were insanely good. Go check them out. If you can, go check them out in the smallest space possible. Three of the most talented people you'll ever meet in a very small space that are positive. That positivity will change within 6 months to a year, so go check them out now while you can. Thanks so much for listening, everybody, and have a wonderful evening. Thank you.
hear her voice. Fills my ears like heaven's chimes. Sailor, come to me. Bend the wind and seas. Restless wandering. Sailor,
YMTE. Friend us on Facebook at facebook.com/youmethemeverybody. And for details on Monday and Tuesday nights at the Hungry Brain, go to youmethemeverybody.com.